Mr. Collins.
Mr. Seraph, you seem somewhat weakened today.
A minor setback, I assure you. Knowing that my perfect death awaits gives me strength enough.
I've better things to do than discuss that.
Indeed, a touching scene. Mrs. Griffin is a virtuous lady.
So is Maggie.
Yes, Miss Evans remains my most faithful companion. She will be at my side in the final hours.
No, she won't, because you see, the deal's off.
David? If it's Barnabas you're here to see, he's gone for the day.
Good, because it's you I need to talk to.
Did Quentin send you?
No, and he mustn't find out I've been here. Please, can we talk?
Quentin, accept your defeat.
Oh, I accept it. That's why I'm offering myself.
I don't want you.
Before you said...
Before we were barely acquainted, and since then you've proven to be thoroughly distrustful. No, it would never do.
But you need someone to die for you, to guard the gates of the dead, to keep order.
Exactly. You'd never give up. I'd forever be watching my back, wondering what you'd be plotting next.
No, I wouldn't. Not if it ended all this.
Very noble, but the answer's still no. If I'm to build my kingdom here, I need total freedom. You'll never accept your fate. You're a liability.
But I can't do it. I'm begging you.
And I am amused by it. Nonetheless, tonight I will have my victim and my freedom, and if I don't, then the deaths will begin.
You can't.
I won't stop. This town will die.
No!
Only you can end this. Midnight, Quentin. Deliver the victim by midnight, and enjoy your day.
Well, David, speak up. What do you want?
I know who you are.
Do you now?
I had to see you again, to be sure. When I was a child, you were at Collinwood, weren't you?
You're mistaken, David.
Am I? Cassandra?
It's been a long time since anyone called me that.
I thought so. I try not to think about back then, but I always knew there was more to you than just being my father.